Hospitalizations from spice usage are peaking again. The Anchorage Fire Department has transported about 20 people per day for the past week. Most calls come from the area between 3rd and Carluck and Town Square Park. People say they know the drug is dangerous, but some of them choose to keep using it anyway. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman found out some of the reasons why.
Anna Lincoln sits at a table at Bean's Cafe, working on a crossword puzzle and finishing her lunch. From her perspective, the day has started pretty well.
Today I came down, I didn't see nobody laying down, so I was happy for that.
Lincoln is referencing people being knocked out from spice, a street drug made from an ever-changing mixture of chemicals and dried plants. It's been the cause of more than 450 emergency calls in the past 3 months. Lincoln says people are aware of the risks, but they still use it.
Because it's cheap and, you know, it's easy to get. It's very available.
Bean staff say a spice stick, which is like a joint, can go for about $10, but people share the costs, so it's cheap. Lincoln says she used it once, but by accident. She thought she was buying real marijuana.
I bought one for $5 and I smoked it out there. I started shaking. No more after that. One puff, that was it. I smashed it on the ground and I looked for that person that sold it to me. I scolded him right away.
Archie Swan, another client at Beans, says he was curious about spice, so he tried it once with his friend.
I started freaking out, sitting there, and I looked at all the lights straight across the street. And when I look at the lights, I feel like all that light was looking at me as eyes. It looked like there were eyes looking at me, and I freaked out. I thought that was the end of it for me, but then 10 minutes later, all that feeling I had was gone.
Swan says he'll never try it again, but others are less concerned about the risks. One man, who declined to be taped, says he's been hospitalized twice with seizures from smoking the drug, and his fiancée died because she was using it and drinking. He smokes it anyway because it's easier to get than marijuana, and he wants a high, even though the high is very different from pot. Bean's executive director, Lisa Souter, whose staff has responded to many of the emergencies, says the effects of the drug vary widely depending on the batch.
Some people smoke it and are just fine. Other people become catatonic. Some people become violent. And I think that really shows the wide variation in what the drug may possess. It's not a naturally occurring substance. This is not marijuana. This is not cocaine. This is a very different deal.
Sutter says she thinks the mayor's proposal to make selling spice a crime could make a difference.
It's not even a misdemeanor charge to be selling this substance. So if you're a drug dealer, what drug are you going to sell? You're going to sell the one that has the least risk for you.
But she says the law needs to be coupled with more treatment options. Sutter says spice started appearing near Beans about a year and a half ago. Its usage has increased as it becomes more easily available on the street. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.